Now, friends, we come to this 32nd chapter of Isaiah. And here you have in chapter 32 and 33 and 34 and 35 a wonderful progression in prophecy. And that's the reason that I keep saying that to reach into the Bible and draw a verse out here and a verse there, you could come up with any kind of an interpretation that you want. But you can't do that if you take it up systematically. And that's the way it should be considered. You see, God didn't give chapter and verse. Somebody said to me sometime, give us chapter and verse. Well, I said, God didn't give you chapter and verse. I'm not either. Take the whole section. And may I say that this is one place that we need to take the whole thing. We need to eat the whole book, by the way. And it won't give you indigestion, and you won't need to take somebody's pill, but you'll need to find out that the Word of God is teaching something that makes sense. Now we have in this chapter the coming king, the coming tribulation, and the coming spirit. In the first 8 verses, we have the person of the king who is to reign introduced. And this chapter actually is a bright note between the 5th and 6th woes. And we have a series of woes that we're in right now. It's a ray of light of God's people in a dark place in that day. And we find the Lord Jesus is introduced again to us at this point. For there can be no millennium, no blessing to this earth without him. Now, we have here, verse 1, behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. Now, the king here, of course, is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, and the character of his reign is righteousness. Now, the world has never had a kingdom like that so far. Verse 2, and a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Now, he's not only king, you see. He's a savior king. He bore the winds and the tempest of the judgment of sin for us. And he is a rock for our protection today. And he was set before us, you remember, back in Isaiah 26:4, as the rock of ages. And this is another aspect of his ministry under the figure of the rock. He is a place of hiding today.